Live from hopefully all over the world, welcome to World Bridges Livewire for May 22nd, 2005. I am Jeff Lebo, coming to you from the Bow Zone here, here in my basement of Bow, New Hampshire. Excuse me. For many years, I have been envisioning, dreaming about a network of homegrown webcasting that people can produce in their home computer and share with people from all over the world. And now with Skype technology and broadband and everything else, it's really possible now to give this a try. So eventually, I'd love to have a network with many different kinds of shows. Talk shows, music shows, sports shows, news shows, pretty much anything that people can think of. Today is going to be an experimental mix. First, we're just going to be playing with the technology to see if things work as I think they can. And also just getting introduced to everybody, meeting people who are interested in this kind of thing, or people who are just interested in practicing their English or making Skype friends or telling us about a project they've been working on, either a website, a podcast, or something else. So, please join us by Skyping World Bridges, or joining us in the chat room. And right now, we have one listener. I believe it's Conrad from, well, he's from the Netherlands, but I believe the IP is from Belgium. While we're waiting for people to Skype in and to tune in, I think I will play some pod-safe music, music that is okay to play on the airwaves. This music is from Bulgaria. It is called Project Invisible Cloister by Sleepwalker.
أنا محير جميع أهين نهوين أهين 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 Thank you.
Once again, that was Sleepwalker from Bulgaria, just playing some music while waiting for people to Skype in. We have a couple people listening right now. One person's IP is from Belgium. Another is from Japan. If you are listening and you'd like to Skype in, please Skype World Bridges. I'm standing by. If you aren't ready to Skype in, visit the chat room and connect with us there. While we're waiting for people to tune in, I'll tell you a little bit about the technology that's necessary to do this kind of thing. While I'm uploading the new main page to World Bridges. You don't need too much fancy technology, but it's a little bit tricky to be able to webcast a Skype phone call, because you have to be able to record your own microphone, but you also have to be able to record and stream the sound from your sound card that's coming in through Skype. So you need a USB microphone, or at least I do. There may be a better way to do it, but I haven't figured it out yet. I'd like to welcome one new listener from, let's see where this person is from. From Boston. Hey. Nearby here in New Hampshire. Once again, we're just kind of killing time waiting for someone to Skype in. So be brave. Be the very first guest on World Bridges Live Wire. As I was saying, the technology you need to do this involves a USB microphone and some kind of dedicated server running a streaming software like Shoutcast. I do have a dedicated server. It's a little bit expensive to have a dedicated server, but what I'm thinking and planning is having some kind of webcasting groups or webcasting co-ops where people can share resources so they'll be able to stream their own show without having to spend a lot of money. Once again, to everyone who's tuning in, welcome to World Bridges Live Wire, and please Skype in. We're ready to talk. If you're not ready to Skype, please click on the chat room and visit us there. And while we're waiting, I guess I'll play one more PodSafe tune. This is Mirrored Image by Cargo Cult from Slovakia. Got our first caller. We're calling Florian. Oh, she has to call. Got a business signal. Right now I'm chatting with Florian. I would be the host if you call me. Florian wrote that, I wonder if that's true. She said that I can't call her, she has to call me. I think either is okay, but go ahead and call. The other thing I should mention is that this is live, but not immediately live. There's about a 30 or 40 second delay between the time that I say something or a Skype caller says something and the time that listeners hear it. So when you actually call and talk, How many people are there? Just a few. So when you call, you'll be kind of 40 seconds in the future from what you've been hearing on the stream. All right. We're waiting for Florian's call. If anyone else out there is ready to call in, please do so. We've got how many listeners? Oh, we lost our listener in Japan. Still waiting for anyone to Skype in. Check in the chat room. No one's there. Well, Conrad is still there, but he left. He's going to be coming back and telling us about openmusic.pl. Oh, I heard a little... Okay, I'll call soon in the next minutes. I must go to the... Okay, Florian. Okay. Talk to you soon. All right, Florian has another matter she has to take care of, but she'll be calling in soon. While she's doing that, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Jeff Lebo. I'm originally from the U.S. I grew up in Florida, Virginia, New Hampshire, and New Mexico. But for most of the last 10 or 15 years, I've been living in Asia, first in Thailand and then in Korea, teaching English. And so much of what I've thought about doing personally with World Bridges is education related. I'd love to use some of this technology in teaching English as a foreign language. I think it's a great way to provide interesting content for students and to, you know, give them an exciting reason to actually practice their English and use their English, as opposed to kind of a boring textbook that might not really be very connected to their lives. In any event, I taught English in Korea for about 10 years, and about a year ago, my wife and I returned to the United States, here in Bow, New Hampshire. And I give you a weather report here in Bow, New Hampshire. It is 9 degrees Celsius and raining. It's not really a very nice spring day, but it's good for the grass. Beyond that, I've managed a few websites, most of them Korea-based. One is PusanWeb.com, and another is KoreaBridge.com. Those are kind of information sites about Korea and kind of community portals. I've done a variety of experimenting with webcasting. You can see some of that at worldbridges.com/livewire/archive. ARCHIVE. And I've done some live video and some live audio, but at the time I was doing that, there was no Skype, so there was no really good way for people to tune in and participate in the webcast. I also have a site, worldbridges.com/Tibet, capital T-I-B-E-T, which is about the Tibetan culture and was produced mostly when I visited India in Dharamsala, which is the home to the Tibetan government in exile. All right, we are still waiting for our first caller. I'd like to thank those people who are staying tuned and encourage them to go ahead and Skype in or at least join the chat room and let us know who they are. To Model 2Mu, I just want to let you know, if you're too tired to Skype in now, we will be webcasting again at 9 a.m. tomorrow, your time. So I don't know if you have to work or go to school or anything, but if not, hope you can join us and Skype in then. And Model 2Mu did want me to remind everyone that she's sorry she doesn't get back to all the male Skypers, because I guess a lot of guys have been Skyping Model 2Mu. It's a challenge to schedule these things for a global webcast because, of course, it's different times all over, which is why I'm trying the 3-show format today, so hopefully everyone everywhere would have at least one chance to tune in. Right now it's 10:19 a.m. in Bow, New Hampshire, but, of course, it's bedtime in Asia. It's the middle of the day in Europe, and I don't mean to be ignoring Africa and South America either. So we're going to be webcasting two other times today. Hopefully everyone will have a chance to tune in if they want. And still waiting for Conrad to Skype in. Hey, all right, Model to Mew is saying good night. Good night, Model to Mew. Sleep well, and hope you can Skype it in the morning. And tell your friends. If they stay up later than you do, they can come Skype in now. If they wake up early, hey, we've got a call from Conrad coming in. Conrad.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Very good. Glad to hear your voice. How's it going?
Everything fine on this side. Let me just tell you that I'm really impressed with the Lord Bridges and the thing you're doing. I think it's really cool.
I appreciate that very much. Conrad emailed as soon as I put the notice up on the Skype forums. And part of why I'm doing this now is to try to find other people who think this kind of stuff is cool and they want to play with that. And Conrad sounds like he does want to play with that. Conrad, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what kind of stuff you'd like to play with?
Well, I'm from Poland. Right now I live in Belgium and I study in the Netherlands. I'm one of the coordinators or the editors of quite a big project called Open Music Portal. Basically, our aim is to promote talented musicians. Unfortunately, the website is right now only in Polish language, but go ahead and see how it looks like. The address is www.openmusic.pl. The whole portal and the project is basically non-profit. So everything we do is for free, and we don't have any profits from that. It's like a hobby, you can say.
And I just want to tell everyone, I don't speak Polish at all, but I was able to go to the website and check out a lot of the music. It's pretty easy to find your way around, even in a foreign language sometimes. Where does most of the music come from? Are they people you know, or just people you've met on the internet?
No, basically these are the people that just found the portal, and they're from, you know, from the whole Poland, and also from, we received a music from a German hip-hop group.
Is all the music pod safe, or it's okay to stream on a radio program like this, or for people to download legally into their iPods or whatever?
Yes, it is, because there are, in our rules, it says basically that if we are talking about streaming, first of all, any companies or radios have to contact with us. They can stream the music, but basically they need our response in this matter. But everything is fine to download and put it to an iPod, MP3 players, and listen to it.
Cool. It's a great source of music. Are you a musician yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you just like listening.
Yes.
What do you do in the Netherlands?
Well, I study European studies.
How long have you been there?
I've been living in Belgium for about 4 years now, and I'm a first-year student at the university.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak two, Polish and English, a little bit French also.
Not bad. Better than most of us Americans. Well, let's play a song from openmusic.pl. I believe this is the number one ranked song. Can you tell us a little bit about it? I Love You?
This is not number one. This is it's one of the late added.
It's one of the most recent ones?
Yes, exactly. But this is honestly, quite frankly speaking, I haven't had a chance to listen to it myself yet. But this is a song by Emitter, who's a quite new artist on our website, because he just put his first track this week on Tuesday. So, but go ahead and play it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and play it. And while I'm playing it, I'll also download another tune. Do you have any recommendations?
In fact, I do. Let me just find the name. of this song. I think it will be easier right now. I will send you the link through Skype, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's probably a good way to go. And while you do that, I will play I Love You by Emitter. Or I will try to play it. Isn't that playing? There we go.
Thank you.
That was I Love You by Emeter. Cool music from openmusic.pl. During the song, Conrad and I were Skype chatting about different possibilities with webcasting. You still there, Conrad?
Yes, I am here.
What were some of the thoughts you had about stuff we could do with this webcasting thing?
Well, I guess the webcasting is such a big thing, and there are so many possibilities to do that. Really, it's hard to say anything specific right now. But you know, for example, myself, I'm also interested in politics, especially the European Union politics, and it would be really nice to have like a worldly debate about maybe not only the EU, but the whole politics and social happenings all over the world.
Yeah, and, you know, as an American, I'm exposed to so much of American views and American-only look at the world. So I don't, you know, unless I really actively search for information about the EU or what's going on in other places, I don't really learn much. So I would love to tune into a World Bridges webcast that's talking about what's going on in Europe or kind of talking about the news from a European perspective. You know, I mean, like the war in Iraq. I mean, so much of it was from an American perspective, and certainly the rest of the world had a very different view, and it would have been nice to have an easier way to hear some of that.
Yeah, it sounds really, really great.
And as far as music, you know, Conrad and I had emailed a little bit and talked about it. Are you interested in DJing some kind of live show?
Yes, maybe not only me, because the project has more coordinators. However, from my perspective, probably there's an issue problem with the limit of downloading from the internet, so and having a server. So I don't know how it exactly looks like. But yeah, why not?
Yeah, which is kind of what I'd like World Bridges to do or to be, is to help people like yourself or anyone who's interested in doing this kind of thing but doesn't have the money to pay for a whole server and has limited bandwidth and everything, to share some of our resources. And at this point, I'm interested in just experimenting, so kind of giving away the resources. At some point, as we grow, maybe charging or you know, doing some kind of co-promotion so it doesn't cost much. But yeah, right now World Bridges has the server. We have 24 hours a day of streaming time. So if you're interested, maybe we can set something like that up.
Sure. I think we need to discuss it in depth.
Yes. Yeah. So what are you doing?
Let me tell you one thing, because when I heard at the beginning you were checking like IPs. I think you may have problems with that in the future, having, let's say, 100 listeners.
Yeah, I think so. Right now, the server that I have can handle, if it's just, let's say, 164 KBS stream, it could probably handle 80 to 100 listeners before it would really start slowing down. I've started looking at another server that would probably handle 400 or 500. But, I mean, if things get really popular, you're going to need more bandwidth than that, which is why I was also thinking, if we set up kind of co-ops, you know, so there's mm-hmm. There's a Music Bridge server, and 10 or 15 people share that, but then there's another server. When you stream, you can stream to more than one server, so if the different co-ops kind of share resources, that might be one way to increase the ability for people to listen. But that's definitely going to be a challenge, is as it gets more successful, figuring out how to pay for the bandwidth so people can keep listening. You still there?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, there was something on the line. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Did you hear what I was saying about different servers kind of sharing resources?
Yeah, connecting them. Yeah. It sounds like a good idea. And
a lot of stuff, a lot of details that need to be figured out. But yeah. I figured the first step is to try to get listeners. Right now, it doesn't seem to be a problem. I think you and I are just pretty much talking to ourselves here.
That has been my biggest
challenge so far. I mean, I've done this a couple times in the past couple of weeks. And first, I kind of sent out announcements to teachers and on educational technology and education lists and didn't get much interest. And then I kind of sent out information to podcasters. I've just recently kind of discovered podcasting, and I finally bought an MP3 player, and I enjoy listening to it. And I'm kind of surprised that there are so many people who are producing, you know, really interesting, cool audio, but none of them are trying to do it live. Florian is back. Okay, Florian's going to call in. A couple. She wants to know how many people are here. I hope she's not disappointed that it's just you and me, Conrad.
Can you handle two phone calls at the same time?
I think so. I think I can handle up to five. I can create a conference. I haven't done it before, so I hope I don't make a mistake. Come on, Florian. We're waiting for you to call. Okay, so I've created a conference with you, Conrad, and hopefully when someone else calls in, we can just toss them in there. We're waiting, Florian. Now, I have a chat going with Florian, but you can't see that chat, can you, even though it's in Skype?
No, I don't. I think you can. There is on the right-hand side, at the bottom, there is a button, add more users to this chat.
Ah, right.
Then you can create a chat conference.
Ah, there you go. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and... Ah, Florian's calling, I think. Or no, I guess I'm calling Florian. Busy. Ah, Florian's calling me. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Florian? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Very good. Conrad, can you hear Florian? Ah. How are you doing, Florian? Uh-oh, what's going on there? Florian?
That's ICQ.
Ah. So where are you calling from, Florian?
I'm from Germany.
Germany. What are you doing now?
I'm talking to a friend.
Okay. What do you do in Germany? Are you a student? Do you have a job?
No, I'm still at school.
How old are you?
17.
17. Do you use Skype much?
Yes.
And do you have a website?
Yes, but it's... It has not finished.
Okay. How many languages do you speak?
Just English.
Just English. And German, I assume.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. What do you want to know?
What are you interested in? What are your hobbies and stuff?
I'm interested in, of course, computer and martial arts.
What kind of martial arts do you do?
Aikido.
Aikido. Ah. I used to live in Korea. There are a lot of people who did that near there. Are you looking for any kind of Skype partners to talk with?
I already have some.
But you're tired of getting too many calls from guys?
No.
No?
No.
I thought you had chatted that you get too many calls from men.
No.
No, okay. So you Skype from anyone, men, women, young, old, okay?
The most people I know, and the most of the people I know are my age.
Okay. What do you plan to do when you finish your high school studies?
I'm still at secondary school.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what happens after that?
I'll go to grammar school, to high school.
So from secondary school you go to high school?
Yes.
And any idea what kind of work you want to do eventually?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I'm trying to create a conference here. So I'm going to try to add Conrad, who's in the Netherlands, to this chat. If I hang up on you or put you on hold, please hang in there and I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Right click on my mic. Conrad, I'm trying to add you to the conference. Hang on just a second, Florian. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Conrad, I'm back. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be an add to conference option. All right, I'm going to... Oh, wait, Florian is not a contact. I think if he's a contact, it might be easier to...
I guess so. There's a button that says add selected persons to the current conference.
Add selected... Where do you see that button?
This is the third button from the left. You have the view profile button, add the contact, and the third one is add selected persons.
Ah. Hey! I think that did it. Florian, can you hear me?
Yes.
And Conrad, can you hear Florian?
Yes.
How is the sound quality?
It's good.
Can you hear everything okay, Florian?
Yes.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the very first World Bridges Livewire conference call. What do you guys want to talk about?
That's a good question.
So how's the weather in Germany, Florian?
The sun shines.
Oh, yeah? What temperature? How hot is it?
Don't know, 20 degrees.
Oh, that sounds very nice. It's 9 degrees here in New Hampshire and raining. What's the weather like in the Netherlands?
It's about 14 Celsius degrees, of course.
Right. Which I just do not understand why these Americans are so committed to Fahrenheit and inches and miles. Having lived overseas and used the metric system, it's just so much better. Americans need to get over it and start speaking the international language of measurement. So, Conrad, you mentioned that you have some Skype friends. Where have you met people from using Skype? Are most of them in Germany or other places also?
I have... On Skype, I have Yeah, that's asking about Skype, right?
Or Skype or any kind of internet thing.
Yeah, basically, for example, Skype, I have my friends from Poland that I know for a long time. Yeah, and also few people from all over the world. Basically, I found them on the Skype forum.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people there kind of in the Skype Me forum looking for people to talk to, which is why I was thinking some kind of live show where people could introduce themselves and, you know, share their website or whatever they're interested in might help. And I guess we're still just getting started because not too many people are tuning in. Florian, have you met people from a lot of different places?
Sorry?
what are you doing over there, Florian?
I'm talking to friends.
Wow, you're a real multitasker. So while you're having this call, are you talking to real friends in the room or talking to people on the internet?
No, on the internet.
Where are they?
They are from Germany, too.
Okay. Have you met people from outside of Germany on the internet?
Yes, from Great Britain.
Ah. And now you've met someone from the U.S.?
Yes. I also met a man from the U.S., too.
And you've met someone from Poland and the Netherlands. You count as two,
yes.
Conrad. So, what are you guys going to do today? It's a beautiful day in Europe. Are you going to spend it in front of the computer?
Probably.
yes.
I guess I won't.
What will you do?
Probably with my friends in the evening.
And what's a Sunday night in Netherlands like?
Excuse me?
What's a Sunday night in... Where are you in the Netherlands?
Maastricht.
Maastricht. What's a Sunday night in Maastricht like? What will you do?
Oh, go to the clubs, pubs.
Do you dance
much? You know, Sunday night, it can be like an usual night, like a party.
Oh, the usual nights are parties there?
Yes, because actually Maastricht is a student city, and wherever you go, you just see students from the university. So, you know, it's a party city.
That sounds pretty good. I can tell you, Bow, New Hampshire is not a party town. There are 7,000 people that live here, and the big exciting place is the gas station. Yeah, but I used to live in an Asian city of 4.5 million, and it was more of a party town.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen. Anybody else have anything else to say?
I guess not at the moment.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to end this first show for now, but I'll be back on the air at, let's see, it's 3 p.m. here, so I believe that's 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. What time is that in the Netherlands? Are you Greenwich Mean Time?
Yeah, we are GMT plus GMT. 1 hour, so it's right
9
now
PM.
It's 10 minutes before 5 p.m.
Okay, what time are you going out tonight?
About 10 or 11.
Okay, well, if you tune in around 9, we should be back on the air. What are you doing today, Florian? What will you be doing at 9 o'clock?
I'll be in front of my computer.
Okay. Do you have any homework?
No, we have holiday.
Really?
Holiday.
How long is your holiday?
Two weeks.
Wow. Sounds
oh, lucky
good.
You.
Yeah, I envy you. All right, what time is it now in Germany?
Same time.
As Netherlands?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you very much, guys, for Skyping in. And
thank you.
Hope you can tune in again. And hopefully next time, you know, more people will be listening and Skyping in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, that's going to do it for show number one for World Bridges Live Wire, May 22nd, 2005. Thanks very much to Conrad and Florian for Skyping in, and we'll be back on the air in about 4 hours. That is 3 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. GMT, and 9 p.m. in Netherlands and Germany. All right, that does it. Thanks very much. Talk to you soon.